Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. And Jesse, we might finally get an update because this is the thing. I don't agree with Senator Baldwin's stance on this because of the fact that if left to its own devices, the state management is not there to properly regulate a wolf population here in the state of Wisconsin.
I'll be blunt. It's recklessly naive because it rests this responsibility in the hands of the legislature, which we know is, even with the good maps, the less bad maps, gerrymandered to high heaven. So we know that Republicans are not dealing in good faith about any public policy, and why would you give them this territory to make policy? We also know that wolf hunters are some of the worst actors in the hunting community. So why would you give them an inch when you know they're going to take 10 miles?
Yeah, and to dive in a little bit more into the weeds here on this wolf management quota and how it's regulated here in the state of Wisconsin, we're going to take a little bit of a deep dive. Because for those not paying attention to the Frederick Prenn saga going on here in the state of Wisconsin, we are going to have a court hearing in the Wisconsin Supreme Court later this week, Jesse, that might determine whether or not Prenn can stick around in this seat or not. And so Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call last year, let's remind everyone, Frederick Prenn's term was supposed to end May 1st of last year, Jesse. He cited a precedent from 1964 saying that if there's a successor not appointed and approved by the state Senate to replace him, he can overstay that term expiration date as long as he wants until that replacement is confirmed.
Man, talk about an unwanted house guest. Have you ever had anyone crash on your couch and you're like, no, man, you're coming in from out of state. It's cool. You crash on my couch for a day or two. And then like weeks later, they're still there like
this is
eating
like,
your groceries.
This is like 40 weeks
dishes.
Later almost now. Right. Like we're getting to the point where
he's
this
not clean dishes. He's not paying for the internet.
No, he's definitely overstayed his welcome, but it's totally okay because he coordinated with the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and officials within state Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu's office that they essentially said, well, we're not going to confirm a replacement. And so as long as we don't do that, you can just, and you keep serving there, there's not really a problem here. We can continue to have you be the voting member on the Natural Resources Board, and we'll continue to have a favorable 4-3 majority for former Governor Walker appointees on that board as long as Fred Prenn doesn't resign.
Called me old-fashioned, but I remember a time when I was young and you were in public office and your term was ended, you went home.
Well, you'd think so, but apparently the state Senate just not going to take up the confirmation hearing for Sondra Nass, who is Governor Evers' appointee, to replace Fred Prenn.
Was well qualified.
Extremely qualified.
Extremely qualified.
They won't even hold the hearing, Jesse, because they know if they held the hearing that it would look pretty bad if they had all the evidence out there that she was a qualified nominee. It would look bad on them for not approving her appointment to that board then. And so they're working in concert. And so in the Supreme Court, we'll hear arguments between Attorney General Josh Call and the individuals representing Frederick Prenn in this case later this week on Thursday. So hopefully we're going to get some updates soon on whether or not you can cite an outdated law that says, well, yeah, if the replacement's not ready to go, you can keep serving in that term, which is, I mean, understandably good faith. That's how you'd want your government. Like if
the way it was drafted, right, it was meant in good faith. How it's being utilized is political arson.
Right. If there was, for some reason, whatever, the governor just didn't have a nominee that they wanted to put in yet, and just, oh, okay, keep the previous person serving until we can figure this out. We'll get a qualified nominee as soon as we can, but until then, have the past nominee
do.
But that's not what's happening at all here. And so it's pretty upsetting the fact that Senator Baldwin is comfortable with the fact.
Are you listening? This is what's going on.
This is what's going on.
This is who you're passing the baton to.
We can't get
political arsonists.
We can't get good management at the state level of the wolf population because Frederick Prenn and the other majority conservative appointees to the Natural Resources Board, Jesse, I believe, set the quota for a wolf hunt that they were hoping would take place by this February, because, again, Wisconsin state law mandates that if the gray wolf is not federally protected, that we hold a state wolf hunt. And they wanted to set the quota way above what the DNR and the scientists were suggesting to set the quota at, because Fred Prenn, in concert with the conservatives in special interest groups and state office, wanted to be able to have their buddies from Kansas and other states come to Wisconsin and go and hunt these gray wolves.
All Tams has to do is say, you know what? I liked this bill in theory, but until we can have a functioning DNR system, I can't support it because there's no mechanism for it to operate. It's a really easy out. You're not painted into a corner. Just do the right thing, Tams. Just do the right thing.
Yeah, and I guess the more important thing would be, I mean, all of this is a proposal in the state, in the U.S. Senate. So this is probably, I can't imagine, Jesse, that this is going to be a huge priority for the Democratic Senate led by
It still sends
Chuck
the
Schumer.
Wrong message.
You're right. No, I understand that. It sends the wrong message, and maybe that's all it is a messaging ploy to try to attract hunters to vote for her in 2 years. But outside of that, I don't understand it.
You know what? I was, like I said before, I was surrounded by wolves in the wild for an entire night. They were very respectful creatures that and majestic and noble like beings. Like, they need to be respected. They're essential parts of a healthy, vibrant ecosystem.
Yeah, and we got Jennifer and Madison texting in as well, kind of on that same note, Jesse, saying, can someone please tell Senator, she calls her Tams in the text message. I'm going to refer to her as Senator Baldwin. But that gray wolves are siblings to natives, and they are sacred as well in native culture. And so, the very important, vital portion of the ecosystem. And I believe that we'd have to do a lot of correcting of the state wolf management and the Natural Resources Board and the DNR before I would be comfortable with the state overtaking, say, a wolf management program like the federal proposal that Senator Baldwin signed on with for Senator Johnson. So it's definitely, it's disheartening to see. I don't know if much is going to come up.
Yeah, indeed,
absolutely. But Jesse, as you alluded to, and unfortunately we didn't have enough time to get into it on this big show here on this Monday that's full of news over the weekend. There's some updates in the redistricting suits here in the state of Wisconsin. And here on Dueling Tangents, we didn't miss it. We're just going to take a deep dive on it later in the week. So definitely stay tuned. We are going to go down the rabbit hole that is the new maps, potentially. I don't know. We don't know yet, because there's going to be some federal court cases now after they demanded it be heard in state court.
That's again, you know, Republicans like, this is a state's right issue, until it's not, until we lost, and then we want to go cry to a higher, more basically a gerrymandered court.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to dive into that more here on Dueling Tangents tomorrow or later this week. Jesse, really appreciate you filling in for Brian afternoon. And folks, we got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. If you missed any portion of this great show, go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com and click on the Dueling Tangents webpage. We'll be right back tomorrow. Don't sit around and complain about it.